There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Welcome to College Football Live.
Lincoln Financial Field is quiet and peaceful today. But tomorrow, college football's greatest rivalry arrives in full force. We'll have march-ons, flyovers, generals, admirals, and dignitaries, the Corps of Cadets, and the Brigade of Midshipmen, all here to witness the 120th edition of Army versus Navy.
That's amazing. All those people, and now you're joined by me, Gene Wojciechowski, and Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Welcome to the Friday edition of College Football Live, where I wish I was Tony Realty around the Hornet and I could mute this guy. Mr. Stiff Arm, the Heisman Trophy winner, former Georgia All-America, thank you for being with us today. Mm-hmm. You know, fellas, there are a thousand reasons why this game resonates around the country and even around the world with all the soldiers and Navy folks. I think one of the reasons is that these kids, they not only serve their schools and their programs, but they're going to serve their country after it's done. We are talking about a lot at stake. The Navy has dominated this in recent years. Since 2002, 2015, Navy wins, but Army has won the last 3 years. If Navy wins, the Commander-in-Chief's trophy goes to Annapolis, and Ken Niumatalolo becomes the winningest coach in this rivalry. If Army wins,
three-way split.
We got a three-way split with the service academies.
Yep.
It goes to West Point. Fellas,
okay.
Can they go for four in a row? What's it going to take for Army, which is a 10.5-point underdog, to win this game? Des?
I think they can go for four in a row, but I don't think they will, though. I just think, listen, Army's, they're struggling this season. So you would think, okay, they won't win this game. But and Navy's having a really good season. Army, they had a five-game losing streak at one point. They lost five in a row. But listen, Coach Munkin and that staff, tremendous staff. They're going to get these guys ready for this game because this is the game. This is one of those games where you throw out all the stats, you throw away all the statistics and everything, the records. You don't care about that because it's just something about seeing that other team across the field from you is going to bring out the best.
And we talk about the three-game win streak for Army. Before that, it was 14-game win streak for Navy. Yeah. Navy typically has the upper hand. Last couple years, last three wins, by the way, for Army decided by 7 points total. Oh, so it's always a good game. It's always competitive. Mm-hmm. We talk about during the season when you have to play triple option teams, it stinks. You hate it.
Right.
This is how they live.
Oh,
this
no
is
doubt.
The world they live.
Exactly.
You're going to tune in and you're going to literally throw back to 1940s football, which is amazing. And the pageantry of this whole day tomorrow will be amazing.
Yeah, these two teams are a mirror image of each other.
It's cool.
Yeah. Having been at Navy last week, I can tell you, Navy, these seniors, they want nothing more to leave with at least one win against Army. Let's go to some uniforms here. One of the cool things here.
Yeah.
Every year, Army and Navy bring it. I mean, varsity
style
type of uniforms.
Yeah, yes, sir.
This is Army right there.
Okay.
Now, it looks Army-esque. You know what I mean? Got that forest green look.
And, there's Navy.
Look, the Navy. That's just,
That's a throwback to the Staubach here,
Which is like, you know, that's my guy, Roger Staubach.
You know all right, you got a favorite?
Advantage Navy.
No, that
Advantage Navy just off the jump for uniforms.
Navy just dropped the mic with those helmets. Did you see the helmets? And the throwback jerseys?
I kind of like that old school Army look.
I like the old school Navy.
It's not surprising.
Man. Yeah.
It's not surprising.
Is that some sort of ageism?
Old school is right in your wheelhouse, Gino. Old school.
You know, Advantage, this is what I have to deal
this
with.
Is why that's why Navy's a 10.5-point favorite, because of the uniforms.
Because of the uniforms.
Yes. Exactly why.
I'm going with Army. You guys are with Navy.
Yeah. I like Navy.
Okay, fair enough. Let's take a look at our blimp-worthy player, Navy quarterback Malcolm Perry, presented by Goodyear. Malcolm Perry leads all FBS quarterbacks in rushing with 136.4 yards rushing per game. He needs just 69 yards to set the Navy all-time record for total offense in a season, currently held by Will Wirth in 2016. Fellas, a defining moment for Malcolm Perry. I don't know if you remember this. In 2016, was a freshman. He was actually in the stands, like eating licorice.
Popcorn.
Eating licorice. He was sick. He'd played in a JV game. There are injuries on the Navy team. He gets pulled out of the stands.
Wow.
Ends up playing in the game in the third quarter, all of the fourth.
Yeah.
He becomes a defining player.
We talked about Jalen Hurts like last year being a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be a movie.
That is a movie.
Like, that's got to be a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about the college football playoff defining moments for those four teams, David. Okay.
All right.
LSU.
How about some LSU? Listen, we knew that offense was going to be new and it was going to be more innovative. At least we heard about it all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to show me. First game, Austin, game day there, big time moment. Joe Burrow's throwing the ball all over the yard. And guess what? Big time, third and 17, late in the game. Most 4-minute drills, Dez, you run the ball.
Right.
Especially LSU, by the way.
Run
the ball, run the ball, run the ball.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow gets pressured. They blitz right in his face. He delivers that strike.
Yeah,
and then going on, by the way, when they beat Alabama, I think that moment proved to everybody on the team, not just Joe Burrow.
Right.
Everybody's like, wait a minute. We finally beat them dudes that have been tormenting us.
Absolutely.
Just straight tormenting us.
Yeah.
Beat them, took care of business, and you knew it was good to go.
No, to win that game in Tuscaloosa, it was a straight dogfight, and they handled their business. But how about Ohio State, the Buckeyes? They were just steamrolling people all season long. But then they had a home game against Penn State. Penn State's starting quarterback, Sean Clifford, got hurt. Will Levis came in the game in the third quarter, put 17 points up in the shoe on the Buckeyes. I was there. Game day was there. The whole crowd was silent. That's when the Buckeyes had to hunker down. Don't forget, earlier in the game, too, Justin Fields fumbled the ball. J.K. Dobbins fumbled. But they hunkered down. They got focused, and they came back and beat Penn State by 11 points. I thought that was their defining moment.
And number three, Clemson, their defining moment.
Everybody knows Clemson. Listen, they had pretty much a preseason-type schedule when you play like a bunch of just weak teams.
Cupcake week.
In the ACC until they played North Carolina. North Carolina was the only team that pushed the Tigers to the brink and almost won that game. With a failed two-point conversion, they didn't convert, and they ended up losing by 1 point. I thought that game was the only game that Clemson seemed to be tested this season, and they, won. They found a way to win.
You know it was the only
and
game.
Now, there it is. That's a two-point, the failed two-point conversion right there.
That's the season.
And that was it. It was a wrap.
Yep.
And I actually wanted to ask Mac Brown, Mac, why did you guys go for the triple option? You're not a triple option team. But
trying to catch him off guard.
I guess trying to trick him, huh?
Trying to trick him. Clemson hasn't had a ton of moments, obviously, because they've curb stomped everybody they've played.
Yeah, like
but
preseason.
I think Oklahoma's moment was the Baylor game. It was the down by 25.
But
guess what? Season's over. You're done. You're going home. You're not going to the college football playoff. Or Baylor fumbles, taking advantage of the moment of Jalen Hurts running the ball, mostly doing some damage through the air.
Yep.
Come back to dominate the time of possession and find a way to win that game at Baylor. Obviously, they go on to beat Baylor again in the Big Ten championship or Big 12 championship game. But that was the moment right there where it was either time to pack your stuff and not go to the playoff or make it.
No, great win for the Sooners. They didn't fold their tent. Like you said, we were there for that one, too.
Yep.
Game day was there for that, too.
Can I throw one more in for number one LSU?
No, we're busy. No, you can't.
January 28th, 2019. Didn't even happen during the season. Defining moment.
Okay.
That was the day they formally announced that Joe Brady was coming to LSU as a passing game coordinator. And who does he coach? Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow swept the college football awards last night. Coming up, we take a look at the transformation from average Joe the likely Heisman winner. Look at that guy.
He's terrible.
Huge numbers.
He's outstanding.
Accuracy to look at
all. We all have Heisman votes, too.
Not athletic at all, you know what I mean? Just some great receivers around him.
One game can change everything. Glory to Navy. And this is that game.
Coming up tomorrow on Inside College Game Day, it's Heisman Day, and all the finalists will join us live from New York ahead of the big day. Plus, we asked Army and Navy players if they would prefer to beat their rival or win a national championship. Their answers might surprise you, and we'll profile Navy team captain Paul Carruthers, who plays for his teammates, for honor, and for his dad. All that and more at 9 a.m. Eastern on ESPN and the app. And now it is award season. Justin Herbert, congratulations to this year's recipient, William B. Campbell Trophy presented by Mazda. Oregon's Justin Herbert. Herbert beat out 11 other finalists for the honor, which is presented to the top scholar athlete in college football.
Dude had a 4.0. That's pretty good.
That is pretty solid. And then there's Ed Orgeron, Coach O. Coach O took home the Home Depot Coach of the Year award last night, the College Football Awards.
High five.
It's the first time an LSU coach has won since 2011. Can you guess who?
Go Tigers.
Les Miles. Yes, good guess.
The hat.
Very nice. And then we go to the real guy, star of LSU, Joe Burrow. Burrow might need another dorm room. Does anybody actually live in dorm rooms anymore? With all the awards he took home last night,
yeah.
The LSU quarterback won both the Davey O'Brien Award and the Maxwell Award.
And the Heisman
was also named the AP Player of the Year. Let's have a little
pretty much cleaned up.
Now the Heisman. Let's look at the Heisman update brought to you by Nissan. What a year it has been for Burrow. Not just the SEC records, but the drastic improvement across the board in his second year as a starting quarterback in Baton Rouge. He's also on pace to set the all-time FBS single season completion record.
Fellas, God, that's just silly.
Those are some unbelievable numbers from year to year.
Yeah.
You had to explain the transformation, Joe Burrow, from that guy to this guy. Where do you start?
You start with Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator. He came into to New Orleans, to Baton Rouge, from New Orleans, from the Saints, and brought in a very innovative offensive system, something that really highlights Joe Burrow's skill set. Joe Burrow adapted to it. I think those two are on the same page, and that's where it started. Before that, he was a game manager. You know, he was just running a prehistoric offense. So I think it all starts with Joe Brady.
There's no doubt. And it was interesting talking to Coach O the other night about at the award show.
Yeah.
I said, how did you find that dude?
Like, exactly.
What went into that? He said, we talked to New Orleans because we wanted to learn about RPOs. And they said they had a guy that knows how to do RPOs.
Yeah.
And he came in and gave a clinic, and we were like, holy cow. And he said, I said, when did you start getting him? He said, I started recruiting him right then.
Exactly.
And,
absolutely.
Well, here's what's just dumb. First of all, this is a uniform saying that we say across college football all the time. You can't teach accuracy.
Yeah.
20% completion percentage higher.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
Like, that shows you how much a system means to a guy. Yeah. When you know your answers, you're more accurate. When you have weapons that you can now take advantage of, you're more accurate. It's just the transformation of Joe Burrow is the best story that we've seen in college.
And one other thing, too. When you talk to the wideouts, you talk to Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, they tell you, say, during the offseason, Desmond, we will actually hop the fence so we can run routes with Joe Burrow.
Really?
Like, we really
get,
you know, they took that risk. You know what I mean? Risk reward, right? Risk reward. But they put in a lot of work in the offseason to make sure that they were on the same page with Joe Burrow. So these things don't happen by accident. They put in a lot of work when the coaches couldn't be around, when the fans weren't watching, and that's why they're all so sharp this season.
Yeah, he's not a game manager anymore.
No,
not
sir.
With that talent and that system.
Exactly.
You know, we all have Heisman Trophy votes. We all voted.
You got one?
I do have one.
I'm glad you have a vote.
Thank
because
you,
I think you pay attention and you're very knowledgeable.
Well, that's very kind
of
you to say.
Besides you, there are a whole bunch of people out there that shouldn't be voting for the Heisman, but that's another discussion.
Well, there are a whole bunch of people.
For tomorrow.
Exactly.
There are a whole bunch of people that probably voted for Joe Burrow. I think the question becomes, who's number two? We think we know who's number one.
Right.
How hard was it for you to vote for number two?
You know, I should let you go first because I got like a soapbox. But listen, I'm a water it down. I think it would have been easier to vote for number two had Ohio State pushed Justin Fields as opposed to Chase Young. Not saying that Chase Young doesn't deserve votes, but I think that Justin Fields is a more likely candidate. When you look at his statistics, accountable for 50 touchdowns, and the young man only threw one INT the whole season. That's insane. But it seemed like they were just hell-bent on pushing Chase Young. Had they pushed that young man right there, Justin Fields, who had an outstanding season, I think he would have got some first place votes too.
I think the person who's going to get second is going to be Jalen Hurts. I would vote him third.
Really?
I would vote him third or less, personally.
Yeah.
But I think, what you talked about, I think Fields and Young are going to split votes. And that,
I think
Big 12 and that down in that region is going to go for Jalen Hurts. And obviously Joe Burrow is going to be the commanding number one. I honestly think that Jalen Hurts will end up being the number two guy.
Yeah.
But I think this will be one of the biggest landslides we've ever had. I think Troy Smith has the biggest number of 91% of the votes.
I think so. Yeah,
I think this will be close to that. It might push it or it might
should.
Break it.
It should.
Yeah. What will really split it up, especially in the Midwest, you talked about the two Ohio State guys. You also have, I think there's going to be some sentiment for Jonathan Taylor at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to get his fair share of votes.
He's terrible. 6,000 yards. I mean,
he did not make it. He did not make it to New York.
He's been average.
Won the Doak twice, right?
I mean, he's okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's not bad.
Again, we can get on the soapbox for the Heisman Trophy. What it stands for now is you have to be in the playoff hunt. Like, if you're not, then you don't have a chance to be at the party because You can't be one of the best players in the country if your team's not in the top four.
Well, and I'm also glad to see a defensive player.
Amen, brother.
Right?
I hear that.
I'm glad to see it.
But David, he seconds that.
Dang right.
David seconds that.
You got him second.
Did you get any votes for the Heisman?
I want to say I finished top eight. Not that that's an award, like you get something like that. I mean, I was seven spots away from death. Really close. Hey, lots more spots higher than you.
Yes.
So I guess it balances out.
Saturday at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on ESPN and the ESPN app, we'll have the 85th Annual Heisman Trophy Ceremony from New York City. Will it be LSU's Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Pretty good chance. Oklahoma's Jalen Hurts, Ohio State's Justin Fields, or his teammate Chase Young. Heisman Trophy Ceremony is presented by Nissan.
This Heisman Update is brought to you by Nissan, premier partner of the Heisman Trophy. College Football Live is brought to you by Pizza Hut, official pizza of college football. Order now at pizzahut.com. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Tomorrow, UFC 245 in Las Vegas features three title fights. Order the main card in English and Spanish at ESPNplus.com/PPV and download the ESPN app if you're watching on your mobile device.
My father was in the military. He was in the Navy. So we grew up on military bases all across the country. And every single time the Army-Navy game came on, we weren't allowed to play outside. I grew up, I was a large family, two other brothers, three sisters, and all three of the sons had to sit down and watch the Army-Navy game regardless of what was going on outside with the other kids. It got to the point where the kids in the neighborhood would knock on the door and they're saying, oh my God, is it that time of year again? When you were little, you didn't enjoy it, but then eventually you grew to appreciate it. So when you think about memories, every time that Army-Navy game comes on, because my dad's passed away and he's buried in the National Cemetery in Houston right now, it makes me think about the times he would pull us off the street, get us out of the park, call our friends on the telephone and make us come home to sit down and watch the beginning to the end of the Army-Navy game.
That is so cool. You know, we all have connections to the armed forces. My dad was a lieutenant colonel, career Air Force. I grew up on Air Force bases. Dez, I know your brother was career Air Force.
My oldest brother, Jonathan, 25-plus years in the Air Force. He was special ops. And, you know, the thing about it is when you have someone that close to you, see, you know, everyone makes a sacrifice for the country. But then see the sacrifice he made for his own family, too. Married, three boys. So just a tremendous amount of respect for everyone in the military.
Yeah, and my Uncle Gus has been he's a four-star general in the Army. So he's been in for a hot minute. And he's had to sacrifice a lot. And it's always cool. And I know my kids, they talked about heroes in school. And I'll never forget my daughter wrote a note about Uncle Gus.
Wow.
And just how much he meant, unsolicited. We didn't talk about it at all. Yeah. Unsolicited about why he was her hero. And so we all have people in our family that have sacrificed so much. And again, when you have a connection, you appreciate it so much more. And then you watch all these people.
Yeah.
And I love that they get their own day, by the way. I love that this is their own day.
It is their day.
It's just their day to sit back and there's no other college football and there's no other people to watch besides these people that sacrifice.
Yeah, that's why I want to, I mean, even though we didn't go to Army, we didn't go to Navy, but we have a connection and all people do, I think. They connect with these guys. You make a great point. That's one reason why we love this game. Why else do you like it?
Do I like the game?
Yeah. Why do you just like this day, this event?
I mean,
this rivalry.
You know, I think that Coach Corso really helped me understand the significance of it, the Army-Navy game. And I just wish one year, when this is all said and done, meaning I'm retired from college game day, I want to stay and watch the actual game because the pageantry and everything behind it, it is a very special event.
No, it's awesome. And it's so fun because the pageantry, like Dez talks about, it's everybody that comes together all on the field. So, like rivalries, think about Georgia, Florida, and Auburn, Alabama, and Alabama, LSU. Like, there's hatred.
Yeah.
Like, and there's cheap shots, and that ain't what this is about. Like, this is a healthy respect for each other. It's throwback football, by the way. It's option football that you saw back in the day. Like, it's just disciplined, tough guys that, by the way, they're going to have a leg hanging out over here for you to stop them. I mean, yeah, they're going to come and come and come and come. It's just everything about it's cool, man. The systems and the coaches are great and embrace it. And it's just, it's fun, man.
It is total respect.
Yeah,
total respect between the two teams. Yes.
That's a great point.
Speaking of respect, we wanted to kind of see maybe, I know you went to Michigan, you went to Georgia, but had things been a little different, if you'd wound up someplace else,
right?
Let's take a little look at that on the long gray line.
Wow.
Is that David Pollock's fur coat? What year was that, David?
Oh, man. That's David Pollock who swallowed David Pollock. Good Lord.
And Dad, you look good in gray.
Oh, I agree. I look really,
you look kind of
army.
Look like you just ran 3 miles.
Battle, damn it.
Yes, like, you're ready to go to war.
Exactly,
and I'm ready to go to the calf. That's what that looks like. Dad is like, who wants some?
Yeah.
I'm like, food?
We
got one more for you. Oh, there he is.
Where's the child line?
There's David Pollock in his dress white.
Okay, thank
you. How about that? You look good as a Navy man.
Nice and dapper. Thank you, sir.
Exactly.
Appreciate that.
Very nice.
We like that. What was that movie where Richard Gere was an officer and a gentleman?
Officer and a gentleman.
He looks a little bit like a gentleman, I guess.
That's not the only way you can class me up.
Hey, you wear that uniform well, my friend.
Appreciate
you look really sharp.
Could you have gotten in either of the service academies, Army or Navy?
Do you have to have good grades?
No. Nope. I could have got an athletic scholarship.
Dad, did you ever think about it?
It never really crossed my mind, but now that you mentioned, that would have been pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely could have gotten in.
How about you?
If he didn't count math, English, anything like that. Engineering,
you
I
had it?
Gotten in.
You had it
totally
okay.
in.
Hey, right. You nailed College Football Live.
Boom.
Great job today, Gino.
See you Saturday.
Army Navy.